Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So can you remember your dreams? Well, my guest, Justina Laisley, she can help you remember your dreams. She is the founder and director of the Institute for Dreams Studies, an internationally recognized program that promotes the understanding and value of dreams to help people reclaim their authenticity. Her book is Wake Up, Use Your Nighttime Dreams to Make Your Daytime Dreams Come True, and she has a website, dreamsynergy.com. Justina, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you, Dr. Mike.
So we were just, I want to get into, spend most of our time talking about tips, you know, why they're difficult to remember and things we can do to help us remember them. But before we get into that, you were talking about, because I asked the question, I think it's an important question to go back over. Lots of people would agree that dreams may reflect a certain amount of emotional things that you're going through, but you take it to a different level. So you were telling us a story in your own life, you know, how you became convinced of the power of dreams. And you were talking about your family, very analytical family. And why don't you take up where you were at, because you were talking about you had this epiphany about a bird or something. Why don't you continue with that?
Yes, when I was struggling with how can I know things? How can my body know things? How can I be guided by something that I didn't read in a book and didn't study, didn't go to school to know? And I heard this bird chirping one morning, and I thought, that's it. I believe that that bird knows everything it needs. It knows where to go. It knows what to eat. It knows how to raise its young. It knows everything. I believe that. Why would I not believe that human beings were not given at least that quality?
Right.
And so it really did shift everything for me, and then I started paying attention. And it's true, we do have those abilities. We just override them with our analytical thinking and wanting to prove everything.
Is that maybe why for some people dreams are difficult to remember?
Well, I think dreams are difficult to remember for a number of reasons. One main reason is that most people don't respect this, so we don't take time that we need to remember them. In the night, our brain, different parts are activated during our dream time, other parts are shut down. So when we wake up, our dreams seem like vapor often. They're just gone. We may have a sense that we had a dream, but we can't get the words to write it down. And this is what I really like to help people do, because if we're going to understand this symbolic, metaphorical language and message of the dream, we definitely have to have the story that's happening or the emotions, what's going on in the dream. So we hop up from sleep and go quickly to get ready for our day, you know, moving
right
into linear thinking, and that is not dream time. And so we'll discuss some of these tips, but mainly the intention and commitment to taking time to remember our dreams.
So attention, commitment, does that mean, you know, when you first wake up then, Justina, not running off immediately to get the coffee going, get the kids up? Maybe we just spend a few minutes at the edge of the bed first? Does that help?
Yes. And often people will say they don't have time. Their life is too busy. I'm like, really? To really switch around things and get what you want for your life, to be as healthy as you can, to be have great relationships, to have the career you want, your dreams are there as your support. They want you to have all that, and they're offering it to us every night. And we're often asking for help, and we're getting it. We're just sleeping through it. So I do encourage people to if they have to set their alarm a little bit early, do it, or at least on the weekend, to take time out to remember their dreams. Lie in the bed, be still, be prepared to capture the dream. I'll always put paper and pencil by my bed before I go to bed or under my pillow. I don't wake up and turn on the light in the night, but I make notes in the night, because this dream language escapes so fast. We're not familiar with it. We have to train ourselves to have that.
You know, it's funny. So it's interesting that you talk about, you know, the busy lives that we, you know, live. And that's true. I also think, though, if my listeners are really interested in this and learning about how to capture their dream and remember it and stuff, we just got to prioritize it. Right? We got to make it a priority.
Absolutely.
And when we do that, we tend to stick
people,
with it.
You know, they get up in the morning, they check their Facebook, they check their email.
Immediately, right?
Immediately. Like there's something mm-hmm. important there that's going to be life-changing. Well, I will guarantee them their dreams are going to be life-changing. And so if they can take time out for that, they can take 10 minutes
When I start writing things down, Justina, so I'm going to be committed. I'm going to make it a priority. I'm not going to rush out of bed. I'm going to lay there. I'm gonna try my best to visualize that dream. What stuff should I be writing down about it? Should I be trying to pick up every single detail, or
yes,
is it just the gist of it?
Because we have limited time, I want to tell the listeners that this is on my website as well as in the book, of course, in much more detail in the book. But they can go to dreamsynergy.com and sign up for the top 10 tips for remembering your dreams. And then in time, they will come guidelines for recording your dreams. But I always encourage people to write the date and write a little bit about what was happening in your life the day before, because our dream is going to be working with that information. It's going to be problem solving. What's going on at this time in our life, relating it back to the way we handled it previously in our life. I said, what else knows everything about our past, even prenatally? You know, babies, embryos are dreaming, and they've been with us 24/7,
right,
knowing every feeling that we have, and they have that to offer and support. So
But when you're writing down this stuff, so you're being pretty specific here. You're writing date, time, and when you, how important is it to include it? Like if I can remember, all right, here was the situation in the dream. You know, this guy came up. It was a dark room. You know, I'm just making this up, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm writing all that down. How important is it to include how I felt in that dream?
Very, very important. And emotions are one of my three points when I tried to narrow down this. Understanding dreams, emotions is one of the top, belief systems and characters. We must write down how we felt when we woke up and how we felt in the dream,
right,
and how the other characters felt. This will help us understand the impact of emotions in our life.
Why do you think dreams are so bizarre?
Because they incorporate everything. They don't have a sense of time and space as we have created it. We have created limitations on time and space to make our lives more orderly. But actually, there is none. And that is something that human beings came up with. And so because we can be a child in the dream, and then we can be an adult in a dream doing something, within a moment, it seems so bizarre. Or we can be at our home, and then all of a sudden we're in Europe with no time going between the two. This seems bizarre. But the dream is going to put all of that, everything that's happened, everything where we could be, where we have been, into one scenario. And so it seems bizarre to us.
So the book is titled Wake Up, Use Your Nighttime Dreams to Make Your Daytime Dreams Come True. Her name is Justina Laisley. She's the founder and director of the Institute for Dream Studies, and her website is dreamsynergy.com. Justina, thank you so much for coming on today. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.